This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Review, our overview from the DJV perspective of the charts, the stories, the people. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the work, does the research, and we on the DJV program get to spend time taking apart the various issues. Joining me now, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jay Kirshner, and also John Harper, who comes to us from one of our affiliates, WMEL on the Space Coast. Always glad to happy to have him in attendance because he always has great pithy things to say. I'm going to go through the story list and the people list, and then we'll pick some of the things. I'm actually going to ask, I always try to do this differently every week. So I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay and John to tell me what they think of the stories is the most important to them. Which one has the most traction or has the most impact on them and their lives and listeners as well? So starting with the stories first, the holidays at number 10, that's understandable. Immigration issues, number 9. The whole climate change and discussion of the weather, what's going on, it's cold and wet in the West Coast. Not bad in other parts of the country. Social media and scams and security issues, number 7. Certainly at Christmas time, that's a big deal. Our relationships with China and Russia, a normal countdown issue, number 6 this week. The crime and violence, especially the sort of seasonal crimes that are all over the place, that's number 5. Voter legislation action, number 4. The investigation into January 6th, the Capitol riot, is number 3. All the various conversations about COVID, number 2. And number 1, the economy and the Build Back Better issue, the Build Back Better bill, which seems to be going nowhere. On the people side, Kamala Harris is at number 10, Xi Jinping is at 9, Putin is at 8, Mitch McConnell is at 7, Nancy Pelosi 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4. I sound like I'm doing at a partridge in a pear tree, right? Fauci is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the top of the list, about the same here the last few weeks. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Of the top 10 stories that I just enumerated, Victoria, which one do you think is the most important, at least as far as you, your life, your friends, your circle?
Sure. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's COVID. I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a county in New Jersey that is worse than New York City right now in terms of the number of new cases, and hospitalizations are way up. We're now in the top 5 states that have severe hospitalization surges. But for me personally, though, what's really affected me, not only just because we have more and more friends who are popping up positive with COVID, but the lack of tests. We have been going nuts this whole week trying to find at-home tests that you can buy at the pharmacy, and they're sold out everywhere. And so, we couldn't even get a test for my parents for Christmas dinner. It's been a real challenge. So in our lives, that's been the conversation amongst all of our friends texting each other, hey, you know, can you get a test at that CVS or does that Walgreens have it? And they're just sold out everywhere.
Yeah. I had the people on my farm get the booster this week. It was interesting to see the whole, it was every time I've gotten a shot, it's been a different sort of circumstance. And the lines that were there, but the speed in which they now are able to work it, you know, it's like bing, bang, boom. You fill out the form, you show them your insurance. If you don't have it, the state pays for it, and then you get the shot, and you got a sore arm, and that's it. That's what I've heard, anyway. How about you, John, in terms of getting the shot and the impact of the booster, just out of curiosity, because you and I are similar ages, seems to be affecting people who are older a little differently than people who are younger. What was your experience?
Getting the shot or the booster shot here in Florida, or specifically on the Space Coast, for me and those around me and my friends and immediate family, has not been a problem. There seems to be a pretty good supply here in Florida. Last Saturday, I went and got my booster shot. It literally took me probably 10 minutes altogether. Filling out the paperwork was longer than anything,
right.
And I didn't even have an appointment. So there really is not too much of a problem down here with the vaccination shots or the booster shots altogether.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, as much as anything else. Jay, you're traveling this week from, you were normally in Nashville, you're moving up to Cleveland for the holidays. You've had a child that's been sick, and I know that you went back and forth on vaccines and stuff. So where, in your circle of friends, what is the experience in terms of the shot or the shots, masks? Are you finding people are complying in your circle, or are they still, is it like all over the place?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, because I also have friends in different states. So the majority of people are continuing to wear masks, are vaccinated. I have a couple friends who are anti-both, anti-vaccination, anti-masks, anti-being told what to do. I have a couple friends who have not gotten vaccinations because of their own health issues, that the vaccine may actually be worse for them, but they're still wearing masks everywhere. It's been across the board. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I had a pretty bad reaction to the second shot, but the booster shot, I was not expecting to be as sick as I was. I was violently ill for a good solid day, but now I feel like I'm somebody who's really sensitive, especially with lungs, that I trust the vaccine more than the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board,
as another asthma sufferer, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't want to take
chances. That's my own personal belief, but there are pretty much people in all different camps that are in my life. I almost lost somebody who is double vaxxed, boosted, 40 years old, like 2% body fat, and she found herself hospitalized with it.
Wow. All right. So while we've got you, Jay, I asked Victoria what the number one story was for her this week. Are you in agreement with her from the list of 10, or do you have another one that you think is...
Well, definitely COVID. COVID is definitely important in our lives. But also, based on where I am, the whole climate discussion, these tornadoes that happened in December, it is... Yes, we are in Tornado Alley in a sense, but this isn't normal for December. We had a couple really close calls back-to-back that it's just... This is astounding. This is not normal December weather in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so that's number 8 this week. It is not. You've had. And by the way, why don't you, as long as we are talking about that for a moment, you found a charity. When we look at the list here, scams a big problem. Some of the charities that have come about as a result of what happened in the South, in Kentucky, Tennessee, to a lesser extent, we came up with some. And at Christmas time, maybe you're feeling like you want to give to help people out. So what's the one place that we found that we've advised to our listeners would be a good place for you to give to support the rebuild and all the problems that are having to be solved in Kentucky?
Yeah, specifically the Kentucky tornado victims. PandemicOfLove.com is the website. They accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your monetary gift. Pandemic of Love can help. And 100% of the donations are going to help those families.
All right, more of the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight. The best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking calorie this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking calorie, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Back to our overview of the stories and what's most important. So I asked that question of Victoria and Jay. John, what do you think of that list that we went through? You've seen the list to the charts. For this week, the week of December 20th to the 24th from Talkers, which one is would ring your bell more than any other?
Well, all important, needless to say, and people are talking about, I think, all of the items that are on that top 10 list. But I do agree that the COVID, the pandemic situation, is something that is really starting to heat up. Even though it seems to be under control here in Florida, people are talking about it with Christmas dinner coming up and things like that. People are very concerned. So I would list COVID as number one. I would also put on that list the relations or lack of relations with China and Russia. Obviously, a lot of people believe strongly that China is the culprit behind this entire pandemic. And as a result of that, the supply chain has been interrupted, as we all know, and it's creating all types of problems for people who are trying to shop for Christmas and get things done, and it ain't happening. Gas prices, obviously, is a big concern. We are seeing for the first time here in Florida in a long time. The other day, I paid $2.95 for gas, which was the lowest I paid in probably 6 months or more, and so that was kind of a moral victory. But gas prices, everybody's talking about that, and I'm sure that'll be the subject of the conversation at Christmas dinner as well.
Yeah, that's another good point. People and Christmas, because the holidays, number 10 this week. So what goes on around the table at your house, Victoria? How are you preparing for Christmas, and what are you doing, as this program will be heard all over the Christmas weekend? So it will be present and past tense, probably, much
yeah.
Anything else. But what sort of things, what's the tradition with you and your family?
Well, it's just my parents and my husband and me and my brother and his wife. So it's just the six of us, and I'm going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So we go over to my parents' house late in the afternoon. Well, I'll be there cooking, you know, before that. But everybody else arrives later in the afternoon. We open gifts. We have kind of a cocktail hour and then dinner. Pretty simple.
Cocktail hour.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
A little eggnog. Schnapps in your eggnog. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
No right. Eggnog.
Jay, what's your tradition at Christmas and New Year's?
We always do a Christmas Eve party with all of the extended family that live in the same area. So it's always like 30-plus people. And then Christmas Day, we spend with my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a good tradition.
Yeah.
John, give us a minute on your, over the years, your traditions. Have they changed or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same, with just a close gathering on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day in the afternoon, a big dinner with all the various delights of meat, from turkey to prime rib, you name it. But my famous White House mashed potatoes.
Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. The next time I visit with you down there, I've not had those mashed potatoes. You'll have to invite me. We'll either figure out a way to bring them someplace, or I'll go to your house and have some, because I would love. That sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Good stuff for your
time. You're invited over anytime. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John. Continuing with our talk radio review.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back now at 23 after the hour, and traditionally on the DJV program, we have during this portion of each of the hours an overview of things that are trending, comments from social media. DJV social media includes Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the charts, top 10 stories, top 10 people. You can find them enumerated on both the DJV website, DJVShow.com, or Talkers.com. And so, Jay, we have conversations with people. This is like the more up-to-date way of getting input from listeners, social media, rather than getting people to call us on the phone. So we have a number of things that are tied to the countdown list. The whole business of violence, number 5, crime and violence. So what's the question and what are people saying?
Asking if anybody's noticed a rise in crime and violence in their own community or nearby cities, everyone has. And they've said even if it's not directly in their community, it is nearby. Jeremy Wood believes any rise in crime is only happening in major cities that lean more liberal. Don Sutherland says his community in Bend, Oregon, used to be a sleepy little outdoor tourist town with very little crime, and now it's a place with just continuous news stories of shootings, carjackings, property crime. And Gretchen Stoller's son was actually a victim of a hit-and-run accident, went and followed the other car, got shot at by that driver. Fortunately, he wasn't hit. And she also added that, quote-unquote, Anchorage is out of control.
Isn't it interesting, as you look around the country, because we have stations literally in every state of the country, and the difference of the fellow in Bend, Oregon, and his experience, the lady up in Anchorage, and that experience there. And I wonder whether it's different in the big cities versus the smaller communities in terms of, you know, we all have talked about what's happened in cities like Los Angeles, where they've defunded the police. It was 150 million, I think. Didn't Jennifer tell us that was the number? And you look at some of these other cities, Chicago the same way, and the huge increases in crime and violence. What are people thinking when it comes to that? What the hell do people think is going to happen? You can reallocate and redirect the police, but who in their right mind thinks defunding the police makes any sense? I mean, I've seen T-shirts and heard people talk about it, and it's like if you go to Los Angeles, it's a free-for-all in the malls. People just go in, smash, and grab. Is that going on in Florida? You don't have those same kind of problems, John, in Florida, do you?
No, fortunately not, Doug. It's been pretty calm here in Florida, and we haven't had those types of smash-and-grab problems in the malls or anything like that. So, no, it's been under control, not really an issue down here.
All right, next, the trials this week that are going on, that also, I think, relates to number five on the story list from talkers this week. So what do we have for feedback from the question about some of those trials this week, Jay?
Yeah, the notable ones, Ghislaine Maxwell, Kim Potter, Elizabeth Holmes. At Stevenson 3030 retweeted, he believes Kim Potter will be found not guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell and Elizabeth Holmes, however, will be found guilty. At Thera Not tweeted, people should be talking more about Elizabeth Holmes' claims of sexual abuse and whether or not she lied under oath on the stand. That should be added to the conversation. And Morgan Fillmore thinks Kim Potter's trial is going to end in a hung jury.
So Elizabeth Holmes, did she amend charging her with sexual abuse, or she's charging, what is that?
She's claimed previous sexual abuse, and she's citing that as part of the situation of Theranos, and it's just it's a whole
mess. She's blaming her boyfriend, said she was in an abusive relationship, and that's what drove her decisions, and that's kind of her defense.
All right, well, we'll find out more as that trial progresses. All of them keep cooking, keep chugging along. Although Christmas, the excuse is now for the next week or so, nobody getting anything done. No businesses, really, other than the retail are open. And actually, it's the second most vacationed week of the year. July 4th is first, Christmas 2nd, 4th of July, Labor Day is 3rd. We continue with thoughts on COVID in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC on Thursday shortened the recommended isolation time for healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 7 days if they're displaying minor symptoms. The new guidance is for fully vaccinated people who test positive. More good news, the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday authorized an antiviral pill developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Dr. Nishawat on Fox News Friday morning.
This is going to help keep patients out of the hospital, reduce your risk of death, hospitalizations. You have to start it, though, within 3 to 5 days, and it really has been shown to be very effective. We've got Paxlovid, we've got Molnupiravir, and hopefully I'll be able to prescribe this to my patients in the next week or so.
COVID-19 has caused dozens of last-minute airline cancellations for the next 24 to 36 hours. To check on your flight anywhere in the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself. I don't think we should change our behavior when it comes to our daily activities at this point. If you're, again, if you're vaccinated, if you have your booster, that you've done everything that you can. Now, if you're in a crowded indoor area, and you, again, you have high risk underlying medical condition, of course it makes sense to put on your mask until you finish getting what you need to do and then head home, especially because, you know, you could still pick up the virus. You could still pick up Omicron even if you are vaccinated. So it's just to help lower your risk.
A solar storm that erupted on the sun December 20th might cause disruptions this Christmas. NASA has warned of an incoming impact that could cause radio disruptions and GPS issues. The geomagnetic storm is only expected to be minor. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Second half hour of our talk radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, DJ Veers, and John Harper from WMEL. The whole business about COVID, it is number two. Some people think it should be number one. I think that's what Victoria said. So I don't want to let these thoughts sort of go out into the ethos. We ought to talk about them a little bit, Jay, some of the responses to our questions on mandates and variants and stuff from our listeners through social media. What did we get in return to asking some of these questions?
Yeah, Jared Watts believes if things didn't shut down last year, we might be further along in the fight against COVID, adding that he believes the fear being spread is more dangerous for most people than the virus
itself. I'm with him 150%. Absolutely agree with that guy across the board, yes. All right, so what else are you getting from people?
Elizabeth Mooney says there was too much focus on the whole herd immunity thing that never really happened, and much dismissing natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's not enough research on natural immunity. We don't really know. That's a big problem.
Well, and then this one's kind of related. Corinne 843 tweeted, she's not vaccinated. She's been exposed to the virus numerous times. She has taken care of friends and family who were ill, and she never caught it. She's always been tested to make sure that she wasn't spreading it around, always had negatives. She actually wants to know, she wants to ask Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken if that means she's immune, that she's been around it so much and never caught it.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both associated with the DJV program. You can check out their thoughts on all of these things with regularity because there's a podcast that we post every week at djvhealthshow.com in addition to the weekend hours that their programs are on the air. And I think that's a good question to ask. I don't know that we've asked that question. We've certainly talked around and around and around and around about COVID. And this is something, though, that I had sniffles. What was it, last week? When did I have the sniffles, ladies? Do you remember? It wasn't this week.
Last week.
So I had the sniffles. And I went to get tested. I've had all my shots, boosters. I had a flu shot. I got shots I've never have gotten before. And so I wanted to make sure, because this thing becomes kind of hard to predict. I'm not sure that we can talk a good game, but whether we really understand this thing. I think the most important research that came out in the last week or so was something that we used talking about one of our advertisers, folks that produce Calitrin. They didn't come up with the research, but I sort of put it together. Those spikes that you see in the pictures of the virus, those are engineered. They were engineered in that laboratory in China to hook onto fat cells. So that's really one of the reasons, if you wonder why it is that so many people who are heavy, those who have diabetes, that kind of stuff, are succumbing to this. It's because this thing was designed to hook onto fat molecules, fat cells, and that's wow. Why more people... Isn't that amazing, John, when you think about it? These people are so... what's the word do we use, the adjective, the scurrilousness or the...
Maniacal.
Maniacal is a good word for it. Yeah, exactly. To know that this thing was designed. And now there's something new. Didn't we talk this week, ladies, about something new that's going to eliminate isn't there that new pill or something that's been just certified by the FDA that will attack those spikes?
What you're referring to, there is a new pill from the FDA that was authorized. It's the new Pfizer pill, and it reduces hospitalizations by 89%. But the tricky part with it is you have to take it within the first 3 days of having the virus. A lot of people don't necessarily know they have it right away, and so if they're not testing every day, you can't just take one test after being exposed and then just say, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, because it takes 5 to 7 days for it to still show up. So it's going to be a little complicated with the pills, but what you're also referring to is the Walter Reed Research Foundation has been working on a vaccine that's going to be partnered with, they haven't named who yet, but it's going to be partnered with some sort of pharmaceutical. And so that is a different type of technology. That vaccine, they say... They're in human trials right now, but they say that it's good for all of the variants and that it actually attacks those spikes that you were talking about, the virus, and it prevents them from replicating and spreading in your body.
Isn't it amazing how insidious, that's another word, John, I'd use for this, maniacal, how these people have, and I even saw something this week on a couple of different reliable, I was going to say sort of reliable, what's reliable these days, is anything reliable in terms of news or information, but that the engineering of this, the reason the Chinese government wanted to do this is to sort of cull the human population. Not necessarily just in America, worldwide, the Chinese are worried about having enough food for themselves and enough resources. So they figure if they kill off a couple of hundred million or maybe a billion people, that they can have a better chance of surviving. Again, maniacal. I wonder if it's true. It certainly is something that you could imagine being true, right? Has anybody else heard this beside me?
Yes. No, I've heard that too, Doug, and you kind of expect to see Dr. Evil behind all of this. And it's just something that I don't know when we're going to be able to get control of this. It seems like every week there's a different trend going on as far as the pharmaceuticals go, as far as the treatment, and, of course, the variants that come out. on this pandemic. The only positive thing I've heard, along with some of the pharmaceutical discussions that we've just heard, is that this, compared to the pandemic 100 years ago, is showing some of the same trends as far as the variants of the disease are less and less, and they feel it's going to be kind of like a forest fire. It will eventually burn itself out.
Yes.
How long that will take, of course, no one knows.
Right. All right, so, Victoria, back to the technology discussion, those tests, the COVID tests that the president has, the government is now setting up the website to distribute these tests. Are they reliable? Are we going to be able to depend on the results? Because this is a big issue as well, is it not?
Well, I think how to use the rapid tests is very important. And so, you know, testing before, a lot of people will go to a family gathering or they'll go to, you know, a private, someone's house, and everyone will take a rapid test at the door to make sure everyone's negative before you go in. So they seem, I mean, they're pretty reliable. Unfortunately, they're not that sensitive. So you really have to get that positive result in the middle of when you have symptoms, because if it's too soon, it'll show a negative. And if you're too far into the virus, it'll also show a negative. So you've really got to, it's important to get the right timing with those tests.
Right.
But yeah, the website, hopefully, we don't know the address of the website yet. We're waiting for more details from the Biden administration on that one.
That's sort of a positive thing, though, coming out of all of this.
Well, every other country gives away free tests, and so we're the only ones that aren't doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Victoria is here. Jay is here. John is here. I'm going to talk to John about a couple of things that are important to the listeners of his station down on the Space Coast as we continue with our overview of the items from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week, the people that are being discussed, all the research done by Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jay, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and everybody's friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. So, a couple of things here. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch this weekend. What can you tell us about that? I know you follow this stuff very closely. This was done, as I understand it, with the European and Canadian space agencies, I think. So what's unique about the James Webb Telescope? Can you tell us about the telescope, John?
This particular telescope, of course, been in the works for over 10 years. for the anticipated launch coming up. But this telescope is supposed to go beyond what magnificent results we've seen over the years now from the Hubble telescope. And the types of experiments this telescope can do are the most advanced that we've ever seen in the space program. So everybody is pretty excited about the launch and what this telescope is going to be able to do to science.
The name James Webb, I remember him from the very early days. I think he was right. The chief administrator at NASA in the 60s, and that's why
this
was named for him, was it not?
That is 100% correct. That's right.
Yeah, right.
So everybody is very excited about this, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. No question about that. Also, if you're a future space traveler, here's a heads up for you. No more commercial astronaut wings are going to be awarded from the FAA. I wonder why are they clipping the astronaut wings? I thought this was something that was kind of cool. Maybe all the civilians going up, there are too many of them, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore. Think?
I think Doug, that kind of is correct. The importance of it doesn't seem to be there as there once was. Going up for a 15-minute flight is something you can almost achieve at Space Mountain in Disney World. And and as a result, I think the significance has definitely been diminished. So I think that's why they're not being awarded now, effective immediately.
All right. Now, the business about social media and its impact, Jay, I noticed that this past week, the House Oversight Committee opened up an investigation into Astroworld, that festival, and I wonder how much of that was driven by social media, people, their comments, people, their experiences, the public getting all worked up about it. It's kind of, you know, when you look at the situation with Chris Noth this week, he would be number 11 on the people list, I think, if we were adding one more to it. The idea that the pressures that come from people using Twitter and Instagram and Facebook can be so huge that they, you know, sort of motivated this investigation by the government. Yes? No? What do you think?
Well, and it's not just the people. You have other artists. Social media has given everybody a voice, everybody a platform that they can speak their piece. And when you have other artists also saying, no, it doesn't matter who is unofficially or officially authorized to stop the show, you have the mic. This is your show. And other people started sharing videos of artists who have stopped shows in the past when a lot less things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
this
Harry
was just,
Styles,
yeah.
Stefani, yeah, it's a whole long list.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, almost any rock band, when there's a mosh pit involved, somebody falls. Somebody always falls. Either people pick them up or the show is stopped and the artist will yell. They'll actually yell at people. Linkin Park stopped the show to yell at concert goers because some people
Mick
fell.
Mick Jagger
and they
did that
being,
back in the day,
yeah,
right?
They weren't being picked up. And they even started the chant of, like, when someone falls, it was a call and repeat of when someone falls and the crowd would say, you pick them up. And they did that a few times before they would even continue performing.
Unbelievable. All right, and a quick note on the economy, which is number one. The stock markets are up for a second consecutive week. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up almost a point. NASDAQ interest, levels there are up over a point. There's a lot of people who were worried about the effect that Omicron would have on the market. Doesn't seem to be affecting it at all. There it is, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, thanks to the work done by the folks who were on the air with me at the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and to John Harper at WMEL, and to everybody listening, Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Stephan House.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time now at 53 past the hour for our weekly visit with the great, the one, the only, the impeccably dressed Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. Notice how I had the big buildup and then sort of calmed down a little bit. It's always exciting to have you here because I always want to find out what's going on in the world of cars, car talk, if you will. How many companies are building new convertibles? Is that, remember there was a while back in that, well, you don't remember, but I remember as a kid there were tons of convertibles. And then they sort of went away. I forgot whether they were illegal or not, but they were out of favor, and then they came back in. Now I see the more, this is something that seems to be relegated to expensive cars. Is that true or not?
It's more expensive. And then there was this sort of trend for a while where they had the hard top convertible because, you know, people didn't want to get so, you know, the convertible tops cost a lot of money to replace. And people right. tend to keep their convertibles for a long time, and they only got them out in their fair weather. But that sort of went away. There are a few hard top convertibles left, but there's less and less convertibles. I think it's probably only about a quarter of what they used to be, but a lot of them disappeared. But there are still a few around there. Still a few convertibles, but quite a lot disappeared. The Rolls Royces, I think they don't make any Rolls Royce convertibles anymore. And a lot of the big sort of big boat convertibles, as we like to call them, went away. Land Rover used to make one. That went away. Yeah. So there's fewer awful. And fewer convertibles out there. Yeah, it was awful.
Awful.
Nissan made one. That was pretty awful as well. But there are a few classics. The Miata is still around, and a few others as well.
You know, there is, as we're doing this program, it's Christmas week. A lot of people are traveling. You got an electric car. Apparently, Tesla has made some of their stations available free at certain times of the day. Is that an attraction? Will people? I actually when I saw that first, I thought, oh, I didn't know you had to pay when you go into these charging stations. I guess it's just like getting gasoline, right? You have to pay for the electricity.
Well, originally when you bought a Tesla, you got free electricity for life, but that turned out to be not such a great plan for Tesla. So they started to charge for it when you, well, you got it several years free when you first bought your car, and then they started to charge for it after that amount of time. And then as things have gone on, unless you bought the premium models, you've had to pay for your electricity. So, there has been expenses on it. But now, of course, as a Christmas present from Mr. Elon Musk, if you ended up buying a lesser model than you, you now get it free at the end of the holiday season. And there are converters, you know. If you don't own a Tesla, you can often buy an off-market converter. And you can actually use the Tesla electricity if you buy yourself a little converter. But I don't think that Tesla approve of it, yeah.
No, probably not. All right, so I want to, this is sort of more of an opinion than fact. Bill Shatner, William Shatner, the actor, was involved in a fender bender in Studio City the other day, and he's driving a black Mercedes SUV. Now, the reason I bring it up isn't because necessarily of Shatner, but every time there's a crash, if it's in an expensive car, the news media tends to focus on the type of car it is. If it's in a little crap can car, you don't know what kind of cars they are. I wonder if you've noticed that, or is it just me, that the news media, once again, is prejudiced toward anything or anybody that displays having a little bit of money. They highlight the expensive cars in wrecks, but they don't highlight the name of the car if it's, let's say, a less expensive, a little Ford Escort or something. The guy driving the Ford Escort ran into something. You know, they just. Am I the only one who's observed that, or do you think that seems to be accurate?
No, you're absolutely right, but I don't know if there's a story so much as the $200,000, the $300,000, the $500,000 car damaged versus the $25,000 car damaged. There's always that famous story, they totaled their $500,000 Bentley on the freeway versus they fender bended their $2,500 car. I don't know how many $2,500 cars Justin Bieber actually owns. That might be the other thing.
Okay. Well, we'll take that under advisement, yeah. All right, so next week, as we end up the year, I want to talk about the best cars from your perspective of the year. There are a lot of new cars, new types of cars, and I think we ought to review that for everybody, so we'll do that next week. Nick Miles, go to his website, ourautoexpert.com, to find out anything and everything you need to know about buying cars, where to get them, what to buy, what's not good to buy, et cetera, et cetera. And a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.